Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Okay, I bought 2 kegs in my life.
Right.
And really, I guess I'm due because it's about every 10 years I buy a keg.
Right.
I bought a keg for my 20th birthday party. My 40th birthday party is coming up on Saturday. And we got a keg for our wedding.
Okay.
Now, the keg for our wedding was from a local brewery in Waynesville. And it wasn't like, the keg I got for my birthday when I was 20 was probably, who knows, Natural Light, whatever right. the cheapest beer right. you could get right. was. The brewery was more expensive, and that was understandable. I don't even remember what it cost, but it kind of was what it was. When I got a keg in college, and we would do it sometimes, but I did it myself one time, it was $60.
Right.
And it was like, because we had a keg, empty keg, to bring back.
Is this like a propane tank?
Basically.
Okay.
But so I didn't have to pay the deposit for the keg
right.
because I brought them a different
right.
one.
Right.
You had to pay a $20 deposit for the tap and then whatever it was for the beer. It was like $60.
Right.
That's a long time ago. That's 20 years ago. Yesterday I was online looking for stuff for Saturday and I don't know. I just hadn't thought about it. And I was like, I don't know what it, maybe $100, something like that. It's like $175 just for PBR.
What?
Yeah. And I was like, well, shit. I don't know.
Well, you know, I'm not going to drink it. You know, I'm bringing a cooler full of Bush.
Oh,
so,
yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you know me. That takes out at least.
Well, except for the one keg stand that you're up
there. Yeah, I got to do that. But, yeah, you know, I'm going to bring a whole cooler full. Yeah,
but
yeah.
we might not do I don't know, man.
Dude, like, I wouldn't do it.
I don't think I'm going to do it. I just, like, really, I wanted to do it because, I, you know, everybody's going to be drinking beer,
right.
really. But, like.
Can you get more beer of whatever choosing you want for just $1.75 of your own doing?
See, because y'all like them fancy beers and shit. Man, you better go get a bunch of fucking Miller Lights and Bud Lights.
Well, I'm going to get a bunch of Miller Light or whatever beer sponsors this podcast.
Yeah.
I don't want to drink some other stuff too. I like an IPA.
You know what I'm saying? Fuck all that shit.
Well, you can't get an IPA in a keg.
Yeah, no.
That'll cost $500.
Yeah,
like, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, please.
My college roommate tried to get Steel Reserve in a keg.
I'm going
to
get all that. But yeah, I've never bought a keg. I put in on it was like $20. But that was when we used to have always host the recruits. And since me and Terrence had the only house, we'd always, and so everybody put $20 in and get a keg.
$5 a cup.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, you pay $5 for a cup at a party, whatever, and then you make your money back. But, I hadn't done it. I did when I was in
$175 for a PBR?
Yeah, I was like.
Have kegs changed size?
No.
That's what I'm saying. Is it bigger?
You can get 20 kegs. You can get half kegs, stuff like that. I might do that, but that's kind of.
That's like, is that?
I don't like doing.
Just get beers. It's just pain in the ass for all the, like.
the cans
around from the car.
No, it's not. It's not really. It's not a pain in the ass. Really, I just wanted to have a keg. I just thought it'd be kind of cool to have a keg. But I'm not gonna. It's not that worth it. You know.
Where would you put it in the house?
That's the other thing. No, I was gonna leave it outside. But like, you also have to get a garbage can and fill it with ice. I don't really have like a Rubbermaid like that either. So
it's much easier to just keep.
I know it was gonna sort of be a hassle. So and you got to get a tap and all that.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I did. I bought a tap.
Those are clean. No,
I bought a tap when I was in college.
Personal use?
Well, just because that was always the thing. Like, oh, they have a keg, but they don't have a tap. You're always very popular at a party if you show up with a tap.
Really?
So just what if you're the second
people
person?
Randomly show up with taps?
Well, people don't think about it. They're like, oh, we got a keg, but we didn't get a fucking tap.
No, what I'm saying, so people just randomly
show up? No, you don't randomly show up with a tap, but it's like, hey, you have a tap, right? It's like, yeah, I do.
How big a loser are you if you're the second person to show up with a tap? They have no use for it.
Oh, yeah, but at least you're prepared. I wouldn't just randomly show up and be like, I've got a tap if anybody needs a keg. But like, if there was, there was just a couple different times where like, yeah, they have a keg, but they didn't get a tap. It's like, I got it. I got a tap. I'll be the party hero.
Have taps progressed from like the manual pump?
I don't think so. Is it still that?
I think it's the same.
Are we still doing that? That thing never seemed to work. Man. But, all right.
Oh,
I think it's the same.
$175 for a keg.
Yeah,
inflation's a motherfucker.
I don't think we're gonna have a keg.
Did you go ever? Like, is it online? Maybe sometimes you go in person.
Store special.
I was turned off by the whole thing.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I was looking at the thing on because you could get. I was like, at first I saw the price and I was like, oh, like $69.99 for a keg of whatever it was. I don't know, PBR or Miller Lite or whatever. And I was like, that's not bad. I was like, oh, that's a quarter of a keg.
Shit.
What the fuck? Like, that's, what are we doing here? So, yeah, we'll just get, you can get like, you can get those variety packs at Costco for not too much. You can get like, they do like terrapin variety packs and stuff like that.
I mean, this Total Wine lets you like pick your own pack, right? Is that a thing?
Yeah,
I mean, that's, I know, slightly fancier stuff that.
Yeah, I don't need to get stuff like that. I just want to get a bunch of light beer.
Yeah.
And then a couple, I mean, even like the Terrapin beers are light. They just taste better. And so we'll get some of that too. Or whatever. They got all kinds of stuff. Sometimes they have Scofflaw there. That's local. Sometimes they have, I don't know. We'll figure it out. But it's not going to be a keg.
You saw that Diddy got arrested, right? They confiscated more than 1,000 bottles of baby oil and lubricants.
Did they really say? No way. Somebody's joking.
I don't care now. That shit's funny.
Was this the stuff 1,000 like
bottles of baby oil and lubricants.
Is this the stuff where it's sealed and they're going to get it unsealed? And I don't know. Like, tell you exactly
what's weird. That's weird ass shit, dog.
There's going to be a lot of weird information that comes out.
It is,
dog.
And it's going to be a lot. It's a lot of motherfuckers sweating right now.
Yes.
Because especially if he goes Nino Brown.
Yes.
If he goes Nino Brown to start. Yeah.
Right. There's a lot of like, you know, all the people that went to that Epstein Island. There's a lot of Diddy Island people,
man,
now, too.
And so that's
that
going to be.
Don't want to get revealed.
It's going to be one of the things where it's like,
hopefully,
delete emails and pictures.
Yeah, and get that money moved offshore.
Yep.
Get that passport to the non-extradition country.
Call fucking Russell Simmons. Hey, Russ.
You got a guest house?
You got a guest house. Is there any room for
it? Yeah. Russell Simmons got ahead of it.
Russell Simmons over there living like Swish Family Robinson over there in the damn treehouse and shit. Piece of shit.
Yeah. No, it's not good. Like, yeah. Diddy seems like a real fucking shithead. Mm-mm. And it sounds like he's going to pay for it, I guess.
Dude.
Not great.
No, it is.
No, but there's good. It's going to. This is the hard part about it. Like, there's going to be a lot of stuff that comes out that's, like, really sad, but also parts of it are going to be kind of funny.
This
like,
is
weird. You're going to want to make fun of it, but then it's also, no, that's not going to be sad.
And he and the feds in New York City, so hell, he might not get out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, feds? I'm sure his whatever his bail is, he can.
Yeah. Seems like he probably should have left.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure, like, Russell. But, yeah.
But or face the music. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
But seems like he's probably going to get in trouble.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't. Weird motherfucker.
Yeah.
That's all you can
seems
say.
Seems like a real fucking weirdo.
That's all you can say, man. And like, we were talking yesterday. I'd like to see the videos of Cowboys fans when they lose. Love to see Eagles fans when they lose.
Yeah, full meltdown.
Just mode. Meltdown. In Philadelphia. Second fucking game.
Second game. if Saquon makes a catch, you yes. win, and yes. you're 2-0.
Yes.
And I mean, you still like all the stuff that you're mad about because you lost still would have existed if you would have won, right? Well, I guess there's some people that are mad at Saquon. It's like, come on, he made a mistake. He's a great player. Like, you made the right move signing him. He had a good game yesterday. He made a bad play at the end. Yep. Problem is, you guys can't stop the run. They're giving up 7 yards per attempt on the ground. Mm-hmm. Like, that's crazy. You're not going to be able to win games like that. And they did that against the Packers too. Yeah. Packers were gashing them. So,
because
that's the problem you have.
Yeah, Jordan Davis can't get all blocks.
No,
no. Like if Jalen Carter overruns plays, he's back there. He just misses.
Yeah,
and then N'Kobe Little.
They got no pass rush.
None
at all.
Yeah.
They had 70 sacks 2 years ago.
I laughed so hard. They said that Hassan Reddick fucked up two organizations.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I heard the AMA guy yesterday. I don't know what makes motherfuckers walk away from money.
I don't either.
I don't know what the point is, because you can't make that back up. You lost $2 million. I don't care if you got 30 back. You missed two.
Very clear that they're not going
to
do anything.
You lost either. $2 million.
I don't know how bad it would have to get for them to give him a new contract, but yeah, I don't
like Le'Veon Bell. Le'Veon Bell was $10 million.
He lost a lot of money.
He didn't make that back up.
No. Yeah, and he also
got a new contract.
Get that money back.
He also single handedly reset at a lower market. Yeah. Running back.
Remember that? Because the next contract the next year, he didn't get nowhere near what he wanted.
Running backs.
He fucked everybody.
Yeah, every team in the league was like, oh, wait, let's see how this Le'Veon thing plays out. Oh, he's going to sit out for a year.
We can get the best guys for $7 million, $8 million.
And by the way, like, the guys that filled in for him did a pretty nice job running the football.
And he fucked everybody, and then lost $10 million. You don't make that shit back.
No.
Because you lost it.
Yep.
Saquon at the highest price made 14.
Right.
Like, and, right. That's it?
Saquon kind of won, like kind of reset the market, but still it's so much lower
than
you would have thought it would have been at this point.
But it's like certain runners you pay Christian McCaffrey. But now it's like always that risk with him.
Always.
Him and the fucking Niners, period.
Yep.
Because they're so fucking top heavy. Yep. I saw Debo was out. I was like, hold on, what?
Yep. He's always out.
He's always out, though. Yep. He's always out. That's why I was like, these motherfuckers just miss weeks.
Yeah.
Like, throw some fucking dirt and throw some masking tape on that motherfucker and let's go play.
It is like when Christian McCaffrey gets hurt, he's out for 2 months.
Yes.
He doesn't miss
a game. He's like Max Freed. Right. He's like Max Freed.
2 months.
He's like Max Freed.
Yeah. Oh, Max has a blister? All right. See you in September.
Yeah,
it was a good night for the Braves to get beat 9-0 last night. Nobody noticed.
They set like a new record for most runs allowed with 4 or less hits.
What? Really?
Yeah, I saw that. It was like some sort of record.
Because all the runs Max gave up were like, you know,
walked
a couple
of
guys,
wild pitch. Yeah. And then he gave up the 1 3-run bomb to whoever. Mm-hmm. Was that Freddie? I don't know.
I think it was Freddie. Freddie gave
up like 9 runs on 4 hits.
Yeah.
It's like, the fuck is that? That's Little League shit.
Yep.
Did the Mets win?
They did.
They did. They won in extras.
Yeah, they did.
They're back to a game behind.
So they're a game behind them. Yeah.
But they are, once they get through this series, they're starting a series with the Nationals. They got 4 with the Phillies.
We can't beat the Nationals?
No, we can't beat the Nationals. They probably here.
Who do the Braves play now?
Reds.
The Reds. Okay.
Again? Oh, that was a makeup game.
Yeah, oh, that's right. They lost 1-0 to the Reds last week. That was frustrating.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's a good time for them to be kind of quietly limping off into the offseason.
Still a good chance they make it.
There's a chance.
Their schedule's so much easier than the Mets.
And it would be awesome if they did. It would be awesome if they went on a run. But also if they don't, you know, it's not surprising.
It is shaping up like that heads-up series is going to either make or break for both sides.
Mm-hmm. What's about the Chiefs? I mean, the Chiefs, the fucking what's the damn baseball team for the Royals?
The Royals.
Kansas City Royals, yeah.
Well, that's who we play at the end, but I'm talking about the heads up with the Mets.
We still got
3 with the Mets.
Oh, damn, I keep forgetting that.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Right before the Royals. So.
Yep. They got us to football season. Now, they were supposed to do more than that.
Yes. With
all this. I can't blame them. All the injuries they sustained, like
I've seen, like multiple articles that are like, if the Braves can get that third wild card spot, Brian Snicker should win manager of the year. Like, not from Atlanta people.
I would say,
how much?
I would say, don't.
What
do that.
Does? How much does daily? How much actual on the field strategy decisions does Alex Anthopoulos have?
On the
as
field?
Far as he like, Snick, I need you to do this.
I think it's like innings limits and right. stuff like that. Pretty,
okay. Also,
but I like, think like who he brings out of the bullpen,
right.
who he pinch hits and when and stuff like that. That's all Snit. I think.
Options,
and that's all. I mean,
option year like that. Yeah. I was talking with Grant. Like that might be why we're not seeing Ian Anderson.
Why?
Just to be safe and keep a
like it's an option year.
Right.
You call him up once.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Just to
and we're
save
so
him.
Close to the end that it's
that
just
makes
like,
sense. Why waste it?
That's because we're getting Grant Holmes.
Mm-hmm.
Is that today? What's today? Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
I guess we're getting Grant Holmes.
Oh, is that who's starting? You're doing Grant Holmes' bullpen
yeah.
game?
Oh, and great. the other option would have been Ian Anderson, but if they don't call him up,
right.
then you don't waste the option year.
Right.
Something like that.
Right.
I might be speaking wrong.
No, that makes sense. Like, then next year you can still treat him that
have
way.
Have your option years.
Yeah.
Sucks.
It sucks.
For the players.
It sucks for the player for sure. It sucks for the fans too, because I'd so much rather see Ian Anderson than Grant Holmes. It'd be really cool to see Ian Anderson come back, and he just hasn't all year. But
he's pitching okay down there right now.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the odds he's starting today.
He's got a two-game rehab
right.
with potential of rejoining on Friday, I guess.
The one thing he can't do, though, is bat left-handed.
Yeah, I saw that.
Which is great.
Right. Yeah, I saw that. I was like, oh.
This is the gods intervening. He's supposed to be right-handed.
Well, we'll see.
He bats 330 right-handed.
Yeah, but the sample size will change.
It's usually against lefties.
Yeah, the sample size will change when he faces righties. And yeah.
Or we could just have fun with it and say it'll be awesome.
I'm all for Ozzy batting right-handed. You know that. I'm off.
Ozzy's going to be fucking Ted Williams now.
You think so?
No, I don't think so.
Ted Williams was a switch hitter.
I don't.
That was the whole point.
No, he wasn't. Ted Williams
Ted
was a switch
wasn't?
Hitter. Ozzy is, but not anymore. Now he's just right-handed.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.